Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
DA show listeners, it is a Thursday here. Your Booski's coming up in 20 minutes. Let us know what you're toasting today on this Thirsty Thursday. Bogish here, me, Mraz there, Pete Body there, Greg Caserta in the other room wherever he is, Billy Jockalone's hanging around. Everybody's having a good time. We're having a good time. Remember to download the podcast everywhere podcasts are available. Yesterday, by the way, folks, we did get a tweet. Where's the podcast? None of us were in.
Yeah.
None of us were in.
Somebody also asked why we weren't tweeting about the show, and you had to point out that we were also off.
Yeah.
There was that tweet, too. Like, no, we're not working.
Exactly.
That's why we're not tweeting about working, because we're not working.
Yeah, exactly. I was in the pool a lot yesterday.
You know what? I was at my neighbor has a huge 4th of July party. I was never actually in the pool.
You got to be in the pool.
Kids were in the pool. I was sitting on the side of the pool throwing footballs to kids jumping in off the ledge in the diamond, you know, whatever. But I was never actually in the pool.
It's a bad job.
It is. I agree.
I've been submerged in water for 2 days.
As you
like
should.
Like a manatee.
Yeah. Is that what they sound like?
Yeah. You ever see a manatee get ushered across like the Gulf of Mexico on the west coast of Florida by a boat?
Yeah.
The boat like guides them away.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
Did we?
Because I got a tweet about which part of the Gulf Coast I had been to. This definitely came up.
I'm losing track.
It's fine.
All right.
You're going to forget me altogether in 6.5 shows, so no big deal.
Speaking of sea life.
Getting used to it.
There's a trout in Anaheim.
Oh!
It's not funny.
I actually think that kind of was funny. But anyway. Mike Trout, he broke the bone that always makes me laugh because it's like a person. What's the name of the bone he broke? I got to get this now.
The hamate bone.
Yeah, but they called something fracture, right?
That I can't help you with.
Fractured hamate bone.
I broke my hamate bone playing basketball.
I thought
Trout and I have something in common now.
Yeah, so it's the hamate bone in the wrist. Maybe I was wrong. I thought they'd call it like a Jones fracture or something. Anyway, 4 to 8 week timeline for Trout, mm-hmm. who just again gets hurt. Mike Trout gets hurt every single year.
On a swing. Swinging with that much force, breaking bones.
Here's Phil Nevin on Mike Trout.
With these injuries, that's just the only way to fix it. It's the only way to treat it is you got to get it out of there. And so we were able to, you know, have this done rather quickly. And
So
get him back, you know, quicker than would, you know, every day you take to get the surgery would be one less day he's back. So getting it done today and getting in front of it, I think it's going to bode well for us when we get him back.
Sean has 6.5 shows left. Our computer system has 0.
That's going to happen the moment I'm gone. The whole thing is going to crap out. So here's the rub. The Angels, who have hung around all year, we have been clinging on to this idea that we finally get Trout and Ohtani in the playoffs. Don't look now. They are 3-7 in their last 10 games.
Yeah.
Ohtani started on the 4th of July versus the Padres. Ends up coming off the mound. He was feeling a little soreness.
Blister.
A blister. Mike Trout now will be out 4 to 8 weeks. And if you know anything about wrist injuries and Mike Trout to begin with, forget him and his injury anomalies. I don't think it's going to be on the 4 week side here, Bogues. When you say 4 to 8, conservatively speaking, 6 weeks might be the answer. The Angels, because the Yankees have played well this week versus Baltimore, the Astros have now continued to pick up the pace. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. It's actually the Orioles who have scuffled of late. The Angels are now 4 games back of the Yankees for the final wild card and have allowed, at least in a loss column, the Red Sox to pass them and the Blue Jays are still 2.5 games up.
Mm-hmm.
4 games back and now 4 to 8 weeks without Trout. I think we might be the long goodbye for the Angels and that playoff dream might have begun.
Let's do it in the middle. 6 weeks takes you past the trade deadline, which is August 1st this year.
Ohtani.
I mean, that's where we have to go with this. Because the idea was you keep Ohtani, assuming you're going to lose him, but you keep him to at least get into the playoffs, show him that maybe things here are better than you thought, that we can be successful. And plus, you just get back into the playoffs for the first time since, what, 2014?
Right.
But now, if that wild card gets farther and farther away, and Trout's not close to coming back, and Anthony Rendon got hurt in the same game, too, fouling a ball off his shin, I think you have to revisit this. I just don't know how you can't, because
you will never have an asset this great again, probably, in terms of what you could recoup.
And I think sometimes we don't give fans enough credit for how smart and adult we can sometimes be. Sometimes we're idiots, and sometimes we get way too carried away, but sometimes we understand reality. And I get if you're an Angels fan, the idea of Ohtani playing somewhere else is heartbreaking, but if you're 99% sure he's going to be playing somewhere else, you've got to get something for him. He can't just leave. He can't just go be a Dodger or a Giant or a Met or a Yankee or a Cub or a Heat. He can't just go and get nothing except like a draft pick compensation
right.
in like the 70s. So if it's almost in their best interest for July to be terrible.
You're probably right. Because, what is the threshold on how many games back you think of that? They're 4 now. Again, they're 3-7 in their last 10. Let me pull up the Angels schedule here a little bit. We're about a month out from the deadline.
While you do that, the bigger thing to me is not necessarily how many games you're back. Obviously, it can't be 11 games back.
That's the thing. What
is teams also between you and that last spot. So they've got Boston and Toronto ahead of them, and they've got Seattle and Cleveland right behind them. Now, Seattle would spook me a little bit more than the Guardians making any kind of push. But then you also factor in, are the Orioles, Astros, or Yankees going to go into a free fall as well to help you get closer?
Yeah, shockingly, the Yankees have survived.
Right. Now, obviously, if this Judge toe thing is a big deal and it lasts even longer, maybe for the entirety of the season, but he's also kind of hitting now and kind of playing catch now. So we're trending away from that.
When's the trade deadline?
August 1st.
You know what? You're going to find out. This schedule sets up perfectly for the Angels to make up their decision. Okay, are you aware of their schedule?
I am not.
All right, so obviously they have 3 games left here before the All-Star break. Wait a minute. No. 2 games? They don't play on Sunday? That's weird.
Is that possible?
According to this, they're off on Sunday. They play Friday and Saturday at the Dodgers. Maybe that's... Oh, because that's like their rivalry series?
And that has happened randomly with these 2-game sets.
Okay, so they're off Sunday ahead of the All-Star break. 2 games Dodgers. So they will play between now and or after that Dodgers series, ahead of the August 1st deadline. They will play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 games. All right? They come out of the All-Star break, bro. Get this. You want to talk about the teams in front of them? 6 home games. 3 Astros, 3 Yankees. Then they play 3 with the Pirates, three at the Tigers, and then three at the Blue Jays leading into July 31st. So of those teams ahead of them in those 16 games, nine of the 16 games will be played against teams ahead of them in the wild card mix, the Astros, Yankees, and Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think you're going to kind of know where you are based on playing the teams in front of you before the trade deadline.
They could absolutely play themselves further into contention or out of it. And even the Pirates, that's not a head-to-head issue in the AL
standings.
It's
a good team, though.
But that's a team that can mess things up for you.
And on the 31st, they begin a series with the Braves in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
So, could we be looking at the last month of Ohtani in an Angels uniform, which seemed to be blasphemy a month ago when you thought the Angels were going to hang around? Maybe, some way, somehow, the Trout injury ends up being a bit of a saving grace for the Angels in terms of getting assets back. Now, the flip side of it is, if you're a contender, how much are you willing to give up for Shohei Ohtani for the rest of the year? Now, you would argue you're trading for two players. You're trading for a top-of-the-line rotation guy, and you're trading for a power bat. But if you have no guarantees of signing him, he's the classic rental. But do you view him as a two-player rental? You're acquiring two players.
You are, and I've used the Soto comparison more than once on the show, but the Padres paid a lot for him because they have him for multiple seasons.
Right.
And I think their assumption is they were going to then sign him and have him basically for forever. That's not what you're doing. I mean, unless you're the Dodgers and you're going to trade for Ohtani, and the Dodgers do need pitching in the worst way. So do the Dodgers now go, all right, here's my top four prospects, or do they wait and go, I'm just going to sign them for a lot of money, but no people
right.
in the offseason? I just, the Angels are in an impossible situation. Impossible.
And no matter what, fans are going to be upset.
Right, but I'm trying to think of it in my, from my vantage point, and obviously I've never had a player like Ohtani be around here in New York, but you know, at some point in recent memory, if David Wright was, or even Pete Alonso,
doesn't have a
fresh contract for the Mets. He needs to get paid, having another big home run season. But if we got to a point where Alonso just was like, I don't want to be in New York anymore, I wanted to go somewhere else, I'd have to deal with. I'd absolutely advocate for the Mets to trade him.
Yeah,
to get something before he goes and hits home runs for the Rays or the Rangers or whatever.
It's okay to do that because I've always believed this with tanking in sports. Your job when you run it, except of course if you're the Eagles in Week 17 and you affect my team getting in the playoffs. Your job in sports is to put your team in the best position to win a championship, not to win a singular regular season game. Not to, in my opinion, have attendance filled. As a fan, I want to know that my organization is doing everything in their power to get me closer to a chance. That's why I'm watching. I want to see parades. I want to see that ultimate moment. I want to have that run. And for the Angels, trading Ohtani and stockpiling rather than losing him for nothing in the offseason may feel like a championship's forever away, but that certainly puts them in a better position to restock and build that back up by doing that now.
And you get paid also to make the tough decisions. You get paid to make these calls. You get paid to get yelled at. Do people be mad at you? That's part of the job, too.
Now the Angels, I think for the Angels, it's a no-brainer.
I was going to say, Pete, before you finish, because I was about to toss to you.
Sorry.
I want to set it up like this. No, it's okay. My going pivot here, I don't want Pete ruining the tease, because Pete was very anti-Mavericks tank to keep the 10th pick. Are
right.
you anti-Angels trading Ohtani, despite the fact that they're still in the playoff hunt?
Well, I don't. You have to see how they play here, especially after the Yankees series.
Right, because that'll be Astros-Yankees right out the gate.
I think you'll have a better gauge by then where this team is. This is totally different than the Mavericks tank. Trout got hurt. And you are going to face a market of teams like the Reds and the Marlins who might trade those top prospects to go for it, to go for it all. This might be their only chance at a shot in the playoffs. So teams you have a bunch of teams that are like that, which is different compared to other years. You have teams like the Reds and the Marlins, and then you also have a team like the Braves who may want another ring right now, and they have the players to win another ring. Do they put bring in that other player that puts them over the top like Ohtani?
Oh, man, if the Braves got Ohtani. Pack up the bats and balls.
That's just the National League.
Right. Now, we might be wasting our time because Ken Rosenthal wrote about this yesterday or whatever, that this is just almost guaranteed to not happen, that Artie Moreno does not want to be the guy that trades Ohtani. They'd rather ride this out and let him walk away than actually trade him.
But see how the next 3 weeks go.
It's also July 6th.
Yeah.
And anything can change in the next
month.
If
they go 1-5 versus the Astros and Yankees, and you're staring at yourself 10 games back.
With multiple teams also in your way.
This is where Artie Moreno has to step in and say, hey, if they fall back in this where they can trade him, they have to go and talk to Ohtani and say, hey, we're going to try to trade you, try to get some assets, but we want you to come back. We want to figure something out in the offseason. You know, they should look at it the other way, too.
Is Ohtani with the Angels the day I depart this show?
Yes. Guaranteed. There's no way he gets traded before. He will get traded
at the
last minute.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I thought I was leaving a week left. You're right.
Even on the 28th, he will still be, after that first glorious week without you, he will still be an Angel.
That first week without me, will there be a headline, Artie Moreno?
Ooh. No. That'll be like August 2nd.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Or the Artie of War.
Ooh.
I like that one better.
That is good.
Thanks, Farty Pete. Moreno.
There it is.
That's our headline.
Yeah.
I will say, I think he's gone if they fall out of it. Because it's going to be too tempting. The market is going to be too tempting. There's going to be somebody that's going to jump in there, and they're going to blow them away. I get that feeling. A team that hasn't been involved in the playoffs is going to blow them away.
Now, let's further this a little longer. It's August 2nd. We have woken up. The Mets have played unbelievable baseball for a month and have put themselves back in within 4 or 3 games of the wild card.
Yeah.
The New York Mets trade for Shohei Ohtani. Does DA talk about it?
I think
New York embargo, but biggest star in baseball.
And probably his favorite player.
Yeah.
My guess is, this is just my guess. I have not spoken to D. I've gotten no sibs from him about what's happening. I feel like the embargo is going to end when you're gone. Because I think he realizes the hurdles created by the embargo.
Including New York accent.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Jeff Nelson episode just dropped.
No. Don't promote it.
Podcast, please.
It's an embargo.
You mentioned it, not me. It's
an embargo.
You broke the embargo. But I think the embargo retires once you're officially actually gone. And there's nothing that we can do. There's no way to save you, to bring you back, to close the fan. So there's no place for you to go. We tried that. That seems to be a really tough ask. So when we officially lose you, I think the embargo is going to be lifted.
I'm not going to die.
No, but like we tried to figure out a way to keep you. Like if the fan didn't exist, you couldn't go.
Oh, good point.
But the fan is going to exist on July 24th.
You know what exists? Air conditioning. Something somebody might be toasting to instead of fans. Get it? In Thursday. We don't know. We'll get your booskies coming at Sean Morash, at Andrew Bogus, 855-212-4227. It's a Thirsty Thursday when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We're toasting to the good life.
I feel alive.
We are feeling good and doing well.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
It's the DA Show's Thirsty Thursday.
Celebrating with some booskies.
By the way, real quick, I barely seen Twitch today. Sorry, Twitchers, the pork butts, I love you. Apparently, Gelb wasn't on vacation. I say he filled in for Maggie, which I did know because it was something I want to bring up in a little bit. I saw a potential for another food challenge on Maggie and Perloff. Hashtag calm down. And it involved Gelb.
I would also argue that Gelb working and then immediately keeping the radio on to listen to Hickey might be worse than listening while on vacation.
Well, I don't know. I listen on my way home sometimes to Writer Than You.
I don't know. I need a break when I'm done here.
Yeah? You're out?
Out.
All right.
It goes off unless there's a big news story.
Exactly.
The Pete Pilotti radio story. All right, Pete, why don't you start us off on a Thursday?
Pete's
Thursday.
And Quiet.
Pete, you love Pete's and Quiet.
I do love Pete's and Quiet.
I'd listen to Pete's and Quiet.
Yeah.
I'm actually toasting that. I'll toast my Pete's and Quiet the next couple of days to raise Booski to that. But I'm also toasting Italian ices. I feel like they're greatly...
Finish.
They're greatly underappreciated. And the more... we do the holidays in the summer is where you see them start perking up more and more.
Sure.
The Italian ice places. And I'm in a really big kick of it with one particular place. So I'm trying every flavor and bringing home a little pint for the family and whatnot. But Italian ices, they hit the spot. Whatever you have them, you can never go wrong with Italian ice. There's never a time where you're like, ugh, this Italian ice. It never happens. You know, it always will satisfy you in some way. So I'm toasting Italian ices. Booskies to them and hashtag toast them.
Hashtag toast them.
So I made a big faux pas on the 4th of July.
Spell right? Faux pas when you're done.
F-O-U-P-A.
Yep. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Bob's Bar had their, 4th of July gathering. My sisters had friends over. Some neighbors came through. A neighbor walked in as I was handling stuff in the kitchen with my kid and handed me a box of Italian ices, like the lemon Italian ices. I stuck them in the freezer. I completely forgot until yesterday that when they put out dessert to tell anybody that there were Italian ices in the freezer, and nobody got Italian ices on the 4th of July as a result of me. Here's my issue with Italian ices. Ice cream is better. So while I'm not anti and I don't like Italian ices, every time I'm posed with the option, I'd rather just have ice cream.
Now there's the one place that
hold on.
I know.
The one place that does the cream. The ice cream.
I like the Italian ices that are creamy, not the frozen water ices. Right. I get it.
The vanilla with chocolate chip? Oh.
So that's a second noise we got.
Golden Grahams.
Yeah.
Golden Grahams.
Not Golden Grahams. Graham cracker.
Okay.
I've tried.
No,
that.
It's good. Excellent. It's certainly good. I just always lean ice cream. And that's a fault of my own.
You're not wrong that ice cream is better, but there are times where you need an Italian ice.
Are there times you need an Italian ice?
Yes. Pete's right here. Now, I wasn't sure when you began your Booski if that was going to be the Marino's, like in a cup Italian ice.
I think it's everything. It's the specialty ice places. It's Marino's where you can flip it over and you get the crusty side.
Yes.
Excellent.
Although, there are few things I hate more than the wooden spoons that come with Marino's Italian ice.
You gotta use a regular spoon.
I like a wooden spoon.
Oh, those. It's like they don't want us to eat the ice cream.
It's
like
old school.
Punishment. Like, this is too. It's like a,
nah, you're working for it.
It's splinters in your mouth.
Chisel throw.
It feels like a Depression era thing. Like, okay, great. You can have ice cream, but times are tough. You're gonna eat it off a wooden spatula.
That's a little taste of the past.
It can't
like
be too
that.
Good. So here's to balance things out. Get a splinter while you're having your...
That's usually out the window, and I'm using a regular spoon.
Yes, exactly.
Tonight, by the way, big Schwartz move by me.
Okay.
Local ice cream place by us doing kids get ice cream for free summer night tonight. 6:30 to 8:30, so after soccer. Only Taylor scores a bunch of goals. I'm doing the Schwartz free ice cream move.
But you're not doing it every week.
Yeah.
But do you need to buy your own thing to get their free, or is it just free for them?
It doesn't matter. I'm buying my own food.
Right, but what's the deal?
I never even looked into it. All I knew was kids. It doesn't matter to me because I was going to buy my own regardless.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I do.
But I'm specifically going to go to this place now because of it.
That's not a Schwartz move. A Schwartz move would be if it's a new place in your town and there's a line, you would tweet about it hoping they would hand you a cone instead of waiting online.
Yeah, that's true.
Just taking advantage of a deal is not a Schwartz move.
Or if you go every week and take advantage.
Can I tell you something right now? You get an ice cream with Reese's Pieces.
Or you rent a kid to get a free ice cream.
Can I build off that a little bit? I think a Schwartz move would be like if it's kids 5 and under get free ice cream. He would tell Bradley to crouch down yes. and use a baby voice.
Yes.
That would be the move.
Me want vanilla. I go stack the melons, Daddy.
All right, Greg, what do we got?
So with all of the joshing that we do on this show, a lot of it's good natured, I'm going to salute you, Sean Mraz.
Oh.
For having so much fun with you on the radio, doing morning radio with
That's
you.
That's nice. Thank you.
It is our last time doing morning radio together.
We're not going to do this again.
No.
This is it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just, is my last one with you. So I'm going to make it very quick.
Wow.
I've had so much fun being on this show. I'm obviously going to miss doing morning radio with you. I like to think that I know what good radio is because I didn't really listen to sports talk growing up.
Okay.
I listened to Opie and Anthony. I listened to Stern.
Yep.
If you ever listen to Joe Rogan talk about how he started his podcast, it was from doing Opie and Anthony, which he called a fun hang. This show has always been a fun hang. It's why I always love doing it. So I'm going to miss you terribly, and I know you're going to crush it in the afternoons.
I appreciate that, Greg. The good news is I think we're still going to see plenty of each other.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's a safe
bet. Thank you. I've had a blast. You have fit in here seamlessly, and you will continue to do so, I think, in the future of the DA show without me. So that's the good news. The good news is people get more of you.
Hashtag toast them.
Yeah. All right, folks, what do you got?
I hate this segment. I trash it again. I never have a good one.
I know. And now Greg's going to make me cry.
So I've been on a search for a new TV show to watch, like on my commutes in and out of the city, something I'll download on my iPad. It was a struggle to find. I feel like I guess I've been watching too much TV.
Okay.
So I think I found a new thing I'm going to catch up on. It's called The Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, on HBO Max.
Yeah, I didn't even know it existed until recently, and it's on season 3. That's right. Yep. So I'm only 4 episodes in. The show's hilarious. If you don't know anything about it, it's John Goodman and Danny McBride.
A religious family.
Yeah, they're preachers.
Yeah.
But they're not preachers.
Yeah.
But specifically for us, there's a character that just got introduced in episode 3 or 4 that's called Baby Billy. And it has nothing to do with Billy Jocalone, except that it makes me think of Billy Jocalone. So can we call him Baby Billy?
I think we have
to. Sure.
All right.
Big Baby in a landfill.
Oh, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Baby Billy goes to Tucson. We combine
Baby
them.
Baby. And the landfill. For.
I mean, he's been dying to follow Kevin Durant out there anyway. So.
That's true. So I guess toast to John Goodman and the Righteous Gemstones.
Wow.
And Baby Billy.
Toast them.
And how about John Goodman dropping 200 pounds?
Yeah. And you can.
200 pounds!
This episode, like season 1, episode 1, like he's in the middle of losing all of that weight, and that's pretty startling. Then to see him now is crazy.
So he's lost more since season 1?
Because he keeps losing weight.
Is he sick?
No, he's just gotten his you-know-what together.
This was a quest by him.
Good for him. Okay.
How old are his kids? Did he meet that deadline, Pete? Do we know?
I think so.
He lost 200 before a birthday?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. That's funny.
Thanks. Pete left.
I'm going to toast DA show quotes on Twitter.
Ah, they're the best.
It's not even for the obvious. The obvious is I now use that as a source of, for instance, newsflash. If I'm struggling to find an epic fail, I'll click on that account and go back and see if there was something that could jog my memory. But yesterday, getting the girls ready. We're going to go out to my aunt's house or whatever, and I'm just, I'm going to be scrolling. I had no idea who filled in on the show yesterday, unlike Zach Gilb. With all due respect to you, the listeners, I didn't care. Same deal with the 4th of July. I was seeing some tweets, whatever. But the fact that DA show quotes is still up and at it when it's not DA, me, you. I mean, geez, was Boyle? I don't even think Boyle was here. Pete's not here.
No.
It was EJ and Ryan Botcher.
And Caserta was here, right?
Mm-mm, not yesterday.
Oh, not yesterday. And there's the initial quote still giving you the nuggets there.
Yeah, it was Bart Winkler yesterday because
Bert.
I think he had a Joey Chestnut takedown.
Oh, did he?
I think so.
Maybe that was one of the things I saw. But anyway, I didn't even pay attention to exactly what the show quotes was tweeting, but the fact that he was tweeting at all with quotes from the show on, you know, just another guy in here not doing the normal stuff, I just find it amazing, and I find the commitment level unbelievable. And in my move over here, out of here, I think that I'm going to miss that uniqueness of that Twitter account being attached to every word I bumble and say like an idiot. And it's just, it's absolutely genius. So toast the A Show quotes.
Booski.
Hashtag toast them.
We got a couple tweets coming in. Incognito Man, today I'm toasting all the elite skaters competing in Milwaukee trying to qualify for Team USA of figure skating. Hashtag Booskies.
Booskies.
How about that? Qualifications on July 6th for Team USA.
For what event?
I'm assuming the next Olympics. Aren't we going to Torino?
That's too far away. We're qualifying for the Summer Olympics next year.
Or Paris.
Or maybe you qualify to get into the qualifications? Or maybe the World Juniors?
Or World Championships?
Paris, I thought it was Torino. Didn't we say last week?
Torino was years ago.
Yeah, it's
You guys say...
No. Hold on. This is what happened. We didn't know where any of the Olympics were. Paris is the next Summer Games in 2024. The next Winter Games are in Italy. You yelled Torino. We said
Italy's
no.
Italy's not that big. It's
and
like
you're
Delaware.
Still yelling Torino.
Okay.
That ties it all
together.
Yeah.
Whatever. So it would be Italy then.
It's Italy, but it's not Torino.
All right. So not Paris. Okay. Dixieland Dan. I'm toasting to late afternoon summertime porch sessions. Boy, thank God I didn't say pork. That time of day when the temp gets comfortable, it's getting dark. You're on the porch with an ice cold beer in the porch swing, talking with your buddies, and the skeeters aren't biting. That's a top three beer. Hashtag toasty. I think skeeters.
Hashtag toast them.
He means mosquitoes.
He does. Yeah. Thanks for translating.
By the way, Dixon, did you ever hang out with your wife, or is only you and your buddies on the porch drinking Natty Lights?
His wife would ask you to not bring that up.
Yeah.
Just let it be. She likes it this way.
Adam, the former. You want to read that?
No. Go ahead.
Adam, the former bath guy. I don't have anything or specific to toast. Okay. So I'm toasting to you guys for keeping us all entertained during the hot dog days of summer. And screw Joey Chestnut. Hashtag Booski.
Mm-hmm. Booski. Mm-hmm.
Hashtag toast them.
Sparks Gang _ 330. What's up, fellas? Glad you're all back driving the ship. I'm toasting to me and my five boys having a house to ourselves this weekend.
Wow.
The wife and daughter will be gone. Here's to a weekend with my boys. Hashtag Booskies.
Booskies.
Does he mean friends?
If you've got six kids, you should always have a slight buzz on.
Is Sparks Gang serious? Six kids.
Wow.
Now, I don't want to offend anybody.
But please do.
Yeah, I'd like
Go
you
ahead.
To do that.
Yeah, everybody sit back. This is Sean speaking in 3, 2, and 1.
As a dad of two, I feel I've fulfilled my duty to any powers above. Six. Hashtag wrap it up. I mean, am I wrong?
Well, I figured you would kind of veer off and say that you would be going for the old snipperoo.
No. But honestly, I mean, my dad was one of seven, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
but then that's when the rhythm method was the preferred.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody had seven then.
Yeah, now? Are you kidding?
Again? That'll be the first...
Damn it. Yesterday I had the kids out of the house without my wife. I'm like, what is going on? This is brutal.
That'll be the first elective surgery I get.
No, I don't have...
For me. I will.
I can't have anybody down there.
I'm with you.
They agree.
Yeah. No scissors, no nothing. Leave me alone.
You don't use scissors.
And you're awake for that, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think you are. I think
well,
that's
if
like,
you are, I'm not
well,
finishing
that,
it.
That changes a lot, then, doesn't it?
I think
it?
That's like a local anesthetic kind of thing.
You need a thermos of Crown Royal for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're just sitting there. There's like a screen across your way. I think, and I don't think you're asleep for that.
No. Knock me, punch
five
me out
boys. Just, imagine how much five brothers must beat the crap out of each other.
Oh, it's got to be great.
I just can't imagine getting six people like out of the house. Two kids is insane.
And what do you drive? You take two cars everywhere you go, or do you drive a school bus?
Well, you have our boy Monzo used to work here at one of those weird like converted like a
van,
like a panel van.
No,
like a party bus you rent for a wedding.
Yeah, it might as well have had a pole in the middle of it and like coolers on the side, little ice buckets.
Imagine that, and that's the kind of thing that definitely makes the beeping noise when you back up out of a spot at the supermarket.
100%.
Beep, beep, beep.
Dude, can you turn the Bluetooth on? We want to play music back here.
No, thanks. Mariana tweets, and Booskies to the kind grocery store stranger that turned in my phone and keys to customer service when I left them on my trunk like a dumbass. Wow.
Booskies.
Good Samaritan. I would have stole her car.
Toast them.
Yeah.
I think in honor of my Aces High shirt, I'm going to give it the old De Niro. God bless. God bless.
All right. And Darren in Cunha tweets in, Thirsty Thursday, here's the bogus coming to Boise. Mraz who?
I skipped over that one to be a gentleman, but thank you.
I like how you're reading, too. Like, you, the first time you're reading.
Wait a minute. Are you guys planning on going back to what? Did I miss this in the since I'm leaving? Are you guys going back to Boise?
You know what? I've been told that to keep you out of certain conversations
you
since you're no
me?
Longer part of the show.
Are you going back this fall now that I'm gone?
Sorry.
That's for DA Show 2.0. We'll discuss a lot of things, maybe partially next week, but certainly the week of July 24th.
Are you serious?
DA Show Phase 2.
I've been dying to go back.
Well, too bad.
Have fun over there.
Yeah. Follow along. DA Show quotes.
Yeah, have fun in Belmar.
855-212-4227.
With your professional remotes.
The number again is 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah. Have fun with your free cold cuts and energy drinks. And
are they promoting it? Are you guys going back to Boise?
That's not for today.
Wow. All right. Are you going to Boise?
No, dude, I'm not going anywhere.
All right.
I will be right here.
What do you got?
I'll say this. It might be more than two people. That's all I'm going to say. But back to you, Greg.
Okay. Guys, let's lead off with baseball and Angels manager Phil Nevin, who provided an update on injured superstar Mike Trout.
With these injuries, that's just the only way to fix it. It's the only way to treat it is you got to get it out of there. And so we were able to, you know, have this done rather quickly and get him back, you know, quicker than would, you know, every day you take to get the surgery would be one less day he's back. So getting it done today and getting in front of it, I think it's going to bode well for us when we get him back.
Fractured handmade bone for Trout knocks him out of his third straight All-Star game. Recovery time varies, so even if he returns in 6 weeks, there's still a great shot. He doesn't rediscover his swing for another month plus after that. The Angels lost again last night, losing to the equally unimpressive Padres 5-3.
This pitch is hit a mile in the air to deep left field, a no-doubter for Manny. Second deck, and a home run to put the Padres in front. Seventh hit of the series for Manny. This one a big one. 3-2 here in the sixth.
Just had Manny hits in the series.
Okay. Sure.
Six
it's
shows.
Not funny.
1 hour and 21 minutes.
Jesse Agler on the Padres radio network.
Six.
The Angels are 45-44.
Quick trivia. Do you know what Padres means?
Yeah, father. Priest.
Go on.
Cool.
Yeah. Six.
Any other brain busters? The Angels are 45-44, slipping out of the wild card, now four back Six. Of the third spot. In Arizona, the Mets won their fourth in a row to dig a little more out of the ditch.
Four. Into the air, deep right field. There goes McCarthy back to the wall. It's gone!
Great pull.
Alvarez ties the game in the ninth inning. Two outs, two strikes. The Mets are back. It is 1-1. The kid has done it again.
That is
who is that?
Mets radio.
They're back or
who's,
they're just
who's
back
that
to the
broadcaster?
Game.
That's not Howie Rose. Who is that?
No, that's Keith.
Wayne
Keith Rad.
Keith Rad.
Wayne Hagen.
Good for the young man. That's I'm assuming he's young. Good call.
He is young.
Good
call. That was Josh Lewin.
Sounds like a guy that deserves it.
Steve Zabriskie was on the call.
Oh, God. Steve Zabriskie. That guy was great.
That's old school.
Excellent.
That's from Mets Radio. Mark Canna later added an RBI triple for a 2-1 win over the Diamondbacks. Japanese rookie Kodai Senga's best start of the year. 12 strikeouts over 8. And a tale of
12.
Tale of two teams. One a feel-good story that continues to defy expectations, and another a complete disaster. Let's hear from the Marlins radio network.
There goes Hampson. The pitch is dribbled towards Hicks. He's got it. He's going to throw it to first. He threw it away. Hampson's going to score. Going towards Dirk Gurriel. He's going to try to score. He's going to score. The Marlins just walked off the Cardinals in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Calm down.
Score, score, score.
Yeah.
Is it a walk-off?
I didn't love that. Goal.
When you scored two runs on a throwing error?
I just hate the term walk-off.
I know. Why?
Because it's overused. Everybody has to say it.
It's a game of it. It's a game winner. It's a walk-off. You walk it off.
Game winner. Just say game winner.
Game ending.
Come on.
At the beginning of that call, it didn't sound like he was watching the game.
Well, here's the thought. I haven't seen much Marlins baseball. Billy the Marlin still hanging around there as the mascot?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, forever when they were the Florida Marlins. Did Miami bring Billy?
It should be.
All right.
Baby Billy the Marlin?
Billy the Marlin was a good mascot. He was a realistic-looking fish.
Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol, youngest in the majors at 39 years old, sounds full of pep and vigor.
We have to be able to close that game out, but we continue to give up too many runs to win ball games at the big league level. That needs to get better quickly.
Oh, how many days is he managing the Cardinals? Oh, my goodness.
What's his name?
Oliver Marmol. The Cardinals stink. If anyone needs starting pitching at the trade deadline, Jordan Montgomery. Or a first baseman.
It's not funny.
There's some Paul Goldschmidt rumors.
Jordan Montgomery and Jack Flaherty, also both free agents after the season. Guys, huge event. It's on TV right now. Wimbledon continues. It's raining in England. Pete Sampras was the last American man to win the event back in 2000.
Yeah. Hey, Pete.
Zverev is losing to Brouwer.
That's, yeah, didn't see that coming. Andy Roddick, the last American to reach the men's final in 2009. Roddick also lost to Federer in 2004 and 2005.
Ridiculous.
Earlier in the show, you guys.
It's not funny.
Greg laughed.
It's growing on me. I will say that. I think I like it so much because it bothers Bogish.
Yeah.
That's basically.
But then it doesn't even bother Bogish anymore. Bogish actually laughs, but he has to play the part that it bothers him.
That one bothered me.
You liked Ridiculous.
I did not. It didn't. I didn't. You had me at Pete's and quiet. Since then, it's been all downhill.
I just want to say the reason I'm unloading them is I can't do that over there, I don't think. But also,
no, that's a shame.
I just want to prove how quick-witted I am.
Sean Morash can't do that.
No.
Raz can.
Yeah, the rebranding of you is going to be fun.
It's not
to,
a rebrand. It guys, is. It's my
Sounds
name.
Like, I mean, it's corporate. Literally a rebrand. They're changing your name.
Yeah. You corporate guys are Morash. Acting like I jumped on Stephen Smith's show. I was like, hey, call me this. I never wanted a nickname.
But you've had it for almost a decade.
All right, so if you're not rebranding, are you reinventing yourself?
No. I am what I am.
Hey, you went over there with a suit the first day. You barely wore any clean clothes here.
But that's the bit. That's the joke.
It's always about the bit. And guys, earlier in the show, you played the Josh Allen sound talking about Stephon Diggs. Diggs, the latest diva wide receiver to post on social media like a high school sophomore. Clearly not happy with his role in that offense after being targeted over 150 times for the third straight season in Buffalo.
This guy sucks.
And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Gregory. Keep your booskies coming in at Sean Morash. It's S-H-A-U-N-M-O-R-A-S-H.
Corporate.
And at Andrew
Chill.
Bogish.
Shoot.
Andrew Bogish has a C in it if you're trying to figure out how to spell the name.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, why can't San Diego State find a home? Is this not an interesting story? And I forgot to pull the AD on the sound on it. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio here, enjoying a wonderful thirsty Thursday. Toast up your biscuits! Keep them coming at Sean Morris, at Andrew Bush. What are you cackling about?
Hashtag toast them.
So Pete made a really good observation last week. This should be on Pete's and Quiet. The news anchors here, we have two news stations in our cluster, 1010 Winds and WCBS 880. And there's a strange habit of these anchors to read really horrible stories in shockingly upbeat tones. And I was just in the bathroom, and they're coming out of the weather report, and this female anchor goes super giddy, like, another dead body was dumped in New York overnight. This one was in a bag in East Rockland. Like, lady. And sometimes, like, in that job, if you don't know, like, you're reading things that you didn't write. Somebody writes it for you, and it's just in front of your screen. So sometimes you're reading it on the air. You're reading it for the first time. So you're not sure of the tone it needs. But you'd think after, like, four or five words, right, you'd do a reset. She went through three sentences about this thing as if it was, like, let's discuss Italian ISIS.
Right. The Five Boroughs have a serial killer!
They're as hot as the Mets. Back to you, Mark Renee.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
The Mets left the Diamondbacks in a garbage bag last night.
Up on the bridge.
So stupid.
And again, and last time,
Andrew Chafin was Francisco Alvarez's victim last night. Here's Mark Daly Sports.
Oh, perfect. So perfect.
But back to college football.
Bogues, I believe it was a winter Friday when we had J.D. Wicker in studio.
I think it was a spring baby secrets day that we had him here.
Oh, was it?
I think it might have been,
right before. I think it was right before.
All right, so J.D. Wicker, San Diego State athletic director, came in, and he flat out told us, if I had pulled the audio, I would have given it to you. He flat out told us it was his goal before he left the athletic director's hit to have them moved.
Yes.
To have them moved from the Mountain West. He said that with his own words to us. San Diego State, in the time that he left, submitted an official letter to the Mountain West saying they intend to leave the conference.
Yeah.
Which sent shockwaves. So earlier this week, as it turns out, San Diego State went back to the Mountain West and said, actually, we're here. We're gonna stay with you guys. And now the Mountain West is saying, hold on. We get an exit fee from you if you leave the conference. You submitted a letter saying you're leaving the conference. Pay me, biatch.
Yeah. This is my favorite fight that no one's talking about. And the letters are all out there because it's a public institution, so you can just put a Freedom of Information Act request in and you get it. So we've seen the letter. And the letter San Diego State sent to the Mountain West reads like a goodbye letter. There's not like we are thinking about leaving. It's like we're leaving, but can we just get 30 more days to leave than we're allowed? And then they said because the Pac-12 is a mess and doesn't have a new TV deal, they can't go there yet. So they're like, oh, we're still here. And the Mountain West is like, no, you're leaving and you need to give us $17 million.
Right. So now would the Mountain West take them back and get the $17 million?
Well, they've already withheld their payout.
Okay.
So I think if they are nice and they let them back in, which they probably should, they won't take cash now, but they're going to have to take cash at some point when they go.
We're going to touch on this next hour as well, but why is it that San Diego State couldn't find a home either? I think it's very interesting here as well. All right. Final hour of the show coming up. We have that, the midseason tournament. We find out incentives, stun to a news, analytics fail. Have fun with your DA show on a Thursday. It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.